Good buddy Wayne Pearson goes hunting with two of his best friends. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Ben Lee, who's probably one of the greatest turkey hunters ever, who has since passed away, he used to take a first-time turkey hunter and say, son or ma'am, you got to be very still if you're going to sit with me and kill a turkey. He'll make them sit between their legs, and he'd say, if you move, I'm going to bite your ear off. So you would not want to move for Ben. Jim Crumley and I, who's one of my dearest friends, were sitting on a roost one morning, and the turkeys flew down. The gobbler did, pay no attention to us, and left with the hens and went the other way. Jim and I moved a little bit, sat down, talked a while, just relaxed, and a little bit started calling. And we called and called, nothing answered. And we called and called, nothing answered. Jim would call, I'd answer him. I'd call, Jim would answer me. After about an hour and a half sitting there, we just shut up and say a word. About that time, right behind the tree we were sitting on, a tom gobbled. He was so loud, it scared us so bad, we went up about 3 foot in the air and skipped the park on the side of the tree. And I looked at Jim, I said, can you believe that? He said, I know, but heck no, I can't believe that happened to him.
From what I've learned, when you go turkey hunting, you never know. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.